WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Well, there was hometown league baseball action on this Memorial Day today, and teams that played, the results from their games include Ashton beating Casanova 11-3, and it was Mazomanie over Wisconsin Dells 10-6, and Black Earth defeated Lodi 14-1. In a game heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, Jacob Mizorowski matched a career high with 12 strikeouts and carried a no-hitter into the sixth inning as the Milwaukee Brewers defeated the St. Louis Cardinals 5-1. Christian Yelich hit a two-run homer, and Andrew Vaughn went 3-for-4 as the Brewers extended their NL Central lead over St. Louis to 2.5 games. Mizorowski threw 57 pitches of at least 100 miles per hour. That represented the most pitches of at least 100 miles per hour in a single game since pitch tracking began in 2008. The previous record for 100 mile per hour pitches in a single game was 47 by Cincinnati's Hunter Green against St. Louis on September 17th of 2022. The 24-year-old right-hander reached 101 miles per hour on 40 of his 96 pitches. He got to 102 miles per hour on 22 pitches and had 9 of at least 103 miles per hour. His top velocity was 103.4 miles per hour. And the Brewers will continue their series against the Cardinals tomorrow at American Family Field in Game 2 of that three-game series. First pitch for that contest will be at 6:40, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. The pregame will start at 6:05. Elsewhere in the majors today, we got these finals to pass along. The Pirates beat the Cubs 2-1. The White Sox defeated the Twins 3-1, and it is the Orioles beating the Rays 9-7. Bucks head coach Taylor Jenkins has announced the list of assistants he will hire for the coming season. Darvin Ham, Joe Boylan, and Patrick St. Andrews are all coaches with a connection to Jenkins. TheAthletic.com reports that he calls them brothers and friends who will offer support to each other. Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst is ranked among the best at his position in the NFL. NBC Sports released the power rankings last week. Gutekunst checked in at number 6. The move up on the list that Green Bay has to improve is postseason success. Despite a locker room full of talent, the Packers have just one playoff victory in the last 6 years and just 3 since Gutekunst became the GM 8 seasons ago. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell is on every list of college coaches who are on the hot seat. Fickell has put together one of the best recruiting classes in program history, but that means victories are necessary now. ESPN reports the coach's huge contract actually kept him on the job in Madison. Though the 2026 football schedule is easier than last year's, it starts with a game against top-rated Notre Dame at Lambeau Field. UCLA is the number one national seed for the NCAA baseball tournament. The Bruins were rewarded for their dominant wire-to-wire run through the regular season. The tournament opens Friday with 16 double elimination regionals. Winners advance to the 8 best-of-3 super regionals. Those winners move on to the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska, beginning June 12th. The Bruins swept the Big Ten regular season and tournament titles. Their 51 wins are the most wins entering regionals since Tennessee came in with 53 in 2022. ACC champion Georgia Tech is the number 2 seed, and followed by Georgia, Auburn, North Carolina, Texas, Alabama, and Florida. And tennis players at the French Open say they haven't experienced conditions this hot at Roland Garros since the 2024 Paris Olympics, and the Olympics were held in July and August. Temperatures for the opening 2 days of the clay court Grand Slam have soared to 33 degrees Celsius. That's 91 degrees Fahrenheit. That's far beyond normal for late May in the French capital, and it's forecast to stay that way for the entire first week. Besides making it uncomfortable comfortable for fans and players alike, the sultry conditions have also created faster conditions on court. Russian-born Australian player Dario Kasatkina says, "I don't remember the last time it was so hot at Roland Garros." WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and by PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.